Well, good morning, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We have a couple of music announcements I'd just like to draw your attention to. Next Sunday afternoon, October 20th, we have the Amabile Choirs visiting for their annual concert here. That's a 2 p.m. concert for about an hour, and admission is by donation. So if you can help us get the word out, that would be great. There are some posters there over on the B3 organ if you'd like to take them and put them up somewhere. But just getting the word out that it's a very special concert to celebrate our parish anniversary weekend. Also, the following week, October 23rd, Wednesday night, we have a wonderful organ recital with Regina organist Valerie Hall, who's a friend of Michael's, and she is on her way to the Canadian Pipe Organ Competition in Montreal and is going to stop here in London on the way and give a little recital. So we invite you to that. And all of those things are on our music brochure, which is also over there on the Hammond organ. And finally, the last music announcement is that once again, we're going to do a cabaret dinner concert evening in the hall in November, and tickets are now available. It's $40 per person, and we're going to run the program on Friday and Saturday night, November 15th and 16th, and that's been coming up on the slides too. So tickets are available. Sandy has been the first one to buy the ticket. I have them after the service if you want to grab them. But as it is Thanksgiving weekend, we were going through the music archives up in the choir room, and we found this lovely grace that Peggy Roffey had written for us about 8 years ago, and we haven't really done it since, and I thought it would be a nice opportunity on this Thanksgiving weekend to bring it back. For those of you who like notes, we have been handing out a note version of it here, and I have some extras here. Anybody else like the notes? And I think the hope is if you like the words, which are certainly beautiful and appropriate for this weekend, maybe it's something you'd like to add to your family's mealtime or just a prayer of thanks. And if you like to sing, it's all there for you, and you can put a little group together and sing it in your home. And we certainly would like to try to do it at our dinners and gatherings that we have here. So it's on the slides right here. Barb's going to advance it one slide. And why don't we just say together Peggy's poem? It's quite a beautiful poem for the Thanksgiving weekend. So it goes. Thank you for the earth that yields all we need from trees and fields. Thank you for the food before us. Soul and body, you restore us. So the tune, as Peter Clements noticed in the early service, mostly all the same, so it's really easy to remember. And it goes up for the first phrase and then down for the second phrase. So the first phrase goes, na, 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 na. Why don't we just try that? And na, 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 up, na, na, na. Second phrase starts the same but goes down. Na, 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 na. Let's try that. Na, 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 na. And the second half is exactly the same, except it resolves. So the second half goes, na, 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 na. Got that? Ready? We'll have Paul sing it through once with the words, and then we'll join in on the second time. The choir will sing a short verse, and then we'll have an opportunity to sing it again at the end. Paul.
Thank you for the earth that yields all we need from trees and fields. Thank you for the food before us, soul and body you restore us.
Join in with us.
Thank you for the earth that yields all we need from trees and fields. Thank
And one more time.
Thank you for the earth that yields all we need from trees and fields. Thank you for the food before us, soul and body you restore us.
And one last time, all together.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving. Would you be seated for a few announcements? Diane, that's your cue to come up. So before Diane gets to the microphone, I'm going to let you know of a couple of things going on in a pastoral care meeting the other day. I realized I haven't made known the system that we're trying to put in place as well as I'd like to. So as Jim is coming in the door there is a black binder on a table. Jim, if you wouldn't mind picking that up. It is right there. This is a location for you to write down any prayer requests that you have for people in your life, for people that you care about. Jim makes a wonderful Vanna White, so thank you very much. But what happens with that is it's one page a month. So every month, it's a fresh page that you get to write the names down in again. But what will happen is if we notice that somebody's name is on there for a few months, that's a cue for someone from the congregation to give you a call and find out what that situation is all about, to check in with you for offering those prayers and to find out that situation. And if it would be good for that person to get a visit, then that name gets passed off to the pastoral care teams. So it all starts with you, and it all starts with the people in your life that you pray for, because believe it or not, I am not a mind reader. And I don't know what's going on in the world. And if I don't find out somehow, I can't make visits and I can't do those things. So it all comes down to you letting us know who needs to be prayed for in that black binder. And the church has a system to take it from there. Diane.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. Starting next week, you'll find a box located at the back of the church and then over here. And what we're doing is a campaign for My Sister's Place and the Men's Mission. We're looking for hats, mitts, scarves, and gloves. And keep in mind that this is for the homeless, so we're looking for warmth. So check those closets and see if you have any extras that you might want to donate. Or if you rather go shopping but don't want to go shopping, contact me, because I love to shop. Anyway, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, with that, let us take a moment and stand as we begin our service of worship. And we say together, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray. Creator of the fruitful earth, you made us stewards of all things. Give us grateful hearts for all your goodness, and steadfast wills to use your bounty well, that the whole human family today and in generations to come may with us give thanks for the riches of your creation, which we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation from Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of Joel. Do not fear, O soil. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Do not fear, you animals of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness are green, the tree bears its fruit, the fig tree and vine give their full yield. O children of Zion, be glad and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the later rain, as before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will repay you for the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army, which I sent against you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is no other. And my people shall never again be put to shame. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, God, in Zion, to you shall shall vows be performed in Jerusalem. To you that hear prayer shall all flesh come, because of their transgressions. Soften the ground and bless its increase. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths overflow with plenty. With flocks, and the valleys cloak themselves with grain. Let them shout for joy and sing.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to the span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So I thought today I would tell you the story of the worst Thanksgiving sermon I ever heard and how I accidentally made someone switch from Anglicanism to another denomination. In hopes that this story might somehow be redeemed. So the story goes that I was in my second year of seminary. I was a keen, earnest young man in my mid-20s at Trinity College in Toronto. Trinity College in Toronto is a glorious and venerable institution in which many of Toronto's best, brightest, and wealthiest go to college. And of course, during the Thanksgiving weekend, everything shut down. Now, for a prairie boy from Winnipeg, to get back for the Thanksgiving weekend was just unfeasible and totally impossible. So, my Thanksgiving dinner that year was a package of stone wheat thin crackers and a thing of Kraft smooth peanut butter. I splurged for the smooth stuff. And I would eat each individual cracker dipped in some peanut butter, feeling awfully sad about myself, even to the point that I staged some really wonderful photos in this grand open hall, which I could share on Facebook and get plenty of sympathy from, which I did. That was worth it. But after Thanksgiving had come to its close and chapel was back on and everyone was coming back, a first-year student who was assigned to preach that day. So he gets up and preaches the sermon, and I kid you not, we are so thankful for the great big family Thanksgiving meals that every family hosted here. And we're so thankful that we all got the opportunity to eat and visit with friends and family. And this did not land with me. I felt a little bit self-righteous in my peanut butter and stone wheat thins. And so after the service, as kindly as I could, because I really do think I meant it kindly, I went up and I gave him my pointers on the sermon. And said, you know, that was just really hard for me to connect with because let me show you the photo. I was here in this great big hall eating dinner by myself, and that was my Thanksgiving. And I never saw that person again. And later I heard that they switched to become a Presbyterian minister in the Presbyterian church, which was apparently far kinder than this evil Anglican. Why do I tell you this story? I think it's because the story that we read from Jesus today, Jesus' lesson about don't worry about it, it's fine, would land just as poorly as that first sermon did with me if Jesus was to tell that to someone in the grocery line, calculating whether they have to put the pork back because they don't have enough money to pay for it. I don't think I've ever seen someone at the checkout go, well, consider the birds of the field. This is all fine. Your MasterCard was declined, but don't worry about it. It's not the world that we really live in. And I think to simplify it down to a point where we say, don't worry, everything's fine, really reduces the human experience. The experience in which we find ourselves, and if we open our eyes, see other people going through. Thanksgiving has to be more complicated and more meaningful than just being happy about the stuff you have, the food you have, the clothes you have. Thanksgiving needs to be a bit more inclusive. The gospel reading ends with, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be given unto you as well." God's glory is not God sitting in a majestic cloak up on high. God's glory is shown best on the sacrifice of the cross on which Jesus gave himself to death. God's righteousness is not some vindictive thing to get everybody into line, but it's of humility and self-offering. Real thanksgiving comes from taking all that life gives us and recognizing that through the highest and most wonderful moments, and also through our struggles, we can point the way for others to God. One thing that we hear about in the church very often is what Jesus has done for us. We tell the stories of Jesus week by week. We stand for reading the gospel because we think it's so important to hear Jesus' story that it deserves more respect than just sitting back and listening. We read Jesus' story about his life and we hear what he has done for us. But I wonder if we forget the other part of that. One of my favorite hymns says, "Take up your cross and follow me." We are called not just to accept the gifts that Jesus has given us, but to have those gifts transform our lives and help us, guide us to walk in the way that Jesus walked through this world. We know that we're going to fall short. We know that we're not going to make it perfectly or be the exact copy of what God would have us do. But that doesn't diminish the beauty of trying. Thanksgiving has to be more than just being thankful for stuff. It has to be thankful for our wonderful moments and our struggles, for the Thanksgiving dinners that we share with friends and family, and for the peanut butter and stone wheat thins that help us realize how important community actually is. We are invited to give our whole life over to God, to seek God's kingdom first and trust that in the highs and the lows, beautiful, glorious, and wonderful things will happen. We end our service by saying glory to God who can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. And that includes transforming our sorrows into places where God's light can shine. In the Green Book, the book of alternative services that we use for our Sunday service, there is a beautiful Thanksgiving prayer that we never use because it's tucked away somewhere that we don't often have. But I've pulled it out for this service. And if you've got a Green Book in front of you, it will be on page 129. And if you're the choir, look at some of the big screens around and it should pop up. But I invite us to say this prayer together. And for those of you in the book, it's halfway down page 129. It starts with accept. Let's take a moment and let these words sink into our soul. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessings of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, for his rising with life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know Christ and make him known, and through him, at all times in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. Amen. Powerful words, meaningful words, and may we do our best to live them out. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Having heard God speak to us through Holy Scriptures and wrestling with what they might mean for us today with the sermon, we come now to a point where we're invited to affirm our faith. And so let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit.
I would invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer.
The response to the prayers of the people today. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. God of goodness, you inspire our hearts to reach beyond personal wealth. Excite your church with the treasure of your eternal presence. Teach us to place our trust in your grace and mercy alone. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. God of goodness, you puncture the flattery of our lips with the honesty of your truth. Direct our gaze beyond personal aggrandizement to struggle with the issues of our day. Give to all political leaders wisdom to serve those they represent. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. God of goodness, you fill the earth with rich resources. Give us grace to use these for the benefit of all and the relief of need. Gladden the hearts of all your people. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. God of goodness, your love sees our strength and our weakness. Look in mercy on all whose hearts are faint. Strengthen and uphold them in their troubles. Today, especially, we pray for Anna, Eunice, Sylvia, Robert, Gavin, Catherine, Carolyn, Judy, Sherry, Brian, William, Peter, Dawn and Nancy, Lupe, Kevin, and family. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. God of goodness, all things are possible with you. Raise in your love those who have died. Grant us to join all your saints before your throne of grace. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all that you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ. For the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And, we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all the ages. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. He welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you, in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have not done. We have not loved you with our whole heart, we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we will humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of
Almighty God, have mercy upon you. pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? After his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples, and he said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Let us share that peace, Christ's peace, with one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you."
And also with you.
I found Matt Cox's case on the floor. I just didn't want to slip on it.
Let us pray. Source of all life, the heavens and the earth are yours, yet you have given us dominion over all things. Receive the symbols of our labor and love, which we offer you this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is is indeed right that we should praise you, gracious God, for you created all things. You formed us in your own image, male and female, you created us. When we turned away from you in sin, you did not cease to care for us, but opened the path of salvation for all people. You made a covenant with Israel, and through your servants, Abraham and Sarah, gave the promise of a blessing to all nations. Through Moses, you led your people from bondage into freedom. And through the prophets, you renew your promise of salvation. Therefore, with them and with all your saints who have served you in every age, we give thanks and raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. God, source of life and goodness, all creation rightly gives you praise. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He healed the sick and ate and drank with outcasts and sinners. He opened the eyes of the blind and proclaimed the good news of your kingdom to the poor and to those in need. In all things, he fulfilled your gracious will. On the night he freely gave himself to death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Gracious God, his perfect sacrifice destroys the power of sin and death. By raising him to life, you give us life forevermore. Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Christ has died.
recalling his death, proclaiming his resurrection, and looking for his coming again in glory, we offer you, Father, this bread and this cup. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts, that all who eat and drink at this table may be one body and one holy people, a living sacrifice in Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, Creator of all, you gave us golden fields of wheat whose many grains we have gathered and made into this one bread.
So may your church gather from the ends of the earth into your kingdom.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray. God of our hope, in this Eucharist we find the source of all your blessings. Nourish us in these holy mysteries, that may we with our lives give you continual thanks and praise. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. our service of worship has come to its close, that our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.